It's the 2-Minute Beer Review. I'm Andrew Burkham, and it's that time of week again where we face down that massive craft brew aisle in search of the hidden treasures we've been missing out on all along. We might need a flashlight to help us review this week's beer. That's because we're going to be looking at Aphotic Imperial Porter from Highwater Brewing in San Jose, California. Now, the name Aphotic comes from the Greek language and means without light. Well, this beer's appearance absolutely lives up to its name. The beer pours supremely dark in color, the closest I've ever seen to being completely pitch black in the glass. Points for accuracy on naming go to Highwater Brewing. Smelling the beer, the first thing I get is milk chocolate. It's a bit sweeter on the nose than I anticipated. There's maybe a little bit of fruit in there, perhaps some date. The scent, like the color, adds an air of mystery to the experience of this beer. What could it possibly taste like? Let's dig in. This beer is smooth from the first sip to the last. There's a lot of malt flavor packed in here, that semi-sweet, bready grain flavor. Now, if you like that, you'll find Aphotic to be in your wheelhouse. There's very little of the campfire smoke flavor that I associate with mini porters, but it is there just a bit, adding some layers to the depths. Also, some of that dried fruit that I smelled before shows up here as well. Any bitterness in the brew shows up on the bottom of my tongue and goes well with the overall flavor rather than being a distraction. There are layers, but I wouldn't define it as overly complex. If I have one regret about the flavor of the beer, it's that the chocolate never makes its way from the nose into the mouth. The ABV on this one sits at a powerful 9.3%. So at $7.99 a bottle, I'd say you're absolutely getting your money's worth in the strength department. The bottom line? Aphotic is a dark, malty, interesting beer. Now, I don't know that its flavors are quite complex enough to live up to the name, but I would definitely give it a second taste anytime. That's all for today's review, but I hope you'll join me next week as I check out something very different with Black Market Brewing Company's Rye IPA. Check the show notes for links to this week's beer, and as always, make sure to email any of your review requests to 2minutebeer@gmail.com. That's the number 2, minutebeer@gmail.com. Before I go, I just want to give a shout out to Shabarani, Panda's Mom 48, and Mr. Magoo 1125 for leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts. Reviews are how shows get recommended to other listeners by Apple Podcasts. So if you enjoy the show, please consider leaving a review so more people can discover it. And if you know a friend that really likes beer or would like to branch out from their normal favorites, please send them a link to the show as well. That's all for now. See you next week as we continue our quest to taste all the beer.